All right, so we're holding on page Chaf by the Psicha. It's the first paragraph of Anamid Beis. Umivnei goydel haro'ay shenimtsu b'amida hamaguna hazais, and because of the terrible calamities and destruction that results from the mida of Lashon Hara, his hira ha-Torah isanu b'fratois al zeh b'lav de l'selich rachil. So the Torah specifically gave a lav on this mida ra'a, u'komoshin evor l'kaman. So he explains what he means, and not like anger, which is also forbidden, or cruelty, or cynicism, ridicule, things, and other corrupt character traits. Even though they also destroy the toar of the nefesh and surasa, in other words, the form of the person's neshama, and on these midas also the Torah has hinted in a number of places, as Chazal explained. Nevertheless, there is no beferish alav specifically for any of these midas, which are terrible midas. But nevertheless, on the mida of Lashon Hara, which is such a destructive mida, that the Torah specifically gave a special lav. And another simple reason, why did the Torah make an explicit lav on this? When we look into this matter, into this individual iser, either Lashon Hara or carrying over, snitching on somebody else, nimza shekimat him koilim kol halavin v'asein sheimotzi benon l'chaveiroi. Now, if we look into it, we'll see that Lashon Hara, a person through Lashon Hara, could come to transgress almost all the averas of Bin Adon Chaveiro. And that's why the Torah specifically taught us about this, so we should not get trapped in this trap. But also, in Yilvor, Dovazeh Bez Hashem Yisbarach, and the Chofetz Chaim says, I'm going to explain it. And through explaining how Lashon Hara brings you to these other Averas, and that we will learn about these other Averas, which we may not be familiar with. Maybe the Yetzirah will be destroyed, will be knocked over. When we realize the tremendous upheaval that happens because of speaking. And that's what caused me, Bez Hashem, to do this, to write the Sefer. And first you have to know the general rules. Lashon Hara Rechilus. Then he explains, Lashon Hara Hu Haini Mesape Bignus Chaveiro. Lashon Hara is when a person speaks about the negative traits of a person. Or Rechilus Hainu, and what's Rechilus? When you snitch to someone else and you say, this is what this guy said about you. Oh, asalara, or that he says that this is what this guy did. He messed you up in business. Asur afilat var emes. So Lashon Hara and Rechilus is also, even if it's the truth, even if the person did do that, nevertheless, you're not allowed to tell. Kumoshin varla come on mirtz Hashem Hashem kolapoyskin. That's one thing. Gam de isa Lashon Hara Rechilus hu bein b'fano bein shaloi b'fano. Also, we should realize that the isa of Lashon Hara and Rechilus is sai if you say it in front of that person, in front of the victim, or not in front of the victim. Also, there's the isa. So that's now four steps. He said there's an isa Lashon Hara Rechilus, even if it's true. And then he says, and the isa is sai in front of him, sai not in front of him. Gam ein chiluk bein mesaper l'makabel. There's no difference between the one who says the Lashon Hara or the one who listens to Lashon Hara. Listening to Lashon Hara also is a lav. Kumoshin devara kol l'kamon. U'mekabel, what's a person who's mekabel Lashon Hara? Mikri b'mer shemam in b'liba lasip or shemesapel l'chaveru. If you believe the negative thing that he's saying, then you're over the lav. Afilu ein mesayeya lo bad sipor, even if you don't help. Rak shemam in b'liba lasip or Lashon Hara chinu l'shashama. If you believe it, then you're over the Isra of Kabbalah Lashon Hara. Bozeh mikri no say shema shav, And that's the lav of losisa, losasi, losisa, shemeshav. Va'ovaydeze alav de losisa shemeshav. So side the one who says it, side the one who receives it. V'chol echad me'elu haklolim yeshbo shiroshim v'anofim. And all these rules, general principles, have many details. Kasher b'shor chelki ta'ira. Hashem yizakeinu leida oisim al buryam. We pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He should help us, that we should understand them with clarity. V'da. So the Chavetz Chaim says, we're going to enumerate all the different lavin and asayin a person can transgress when he says lashon hara. So he says, kavan asayin nu bein b'lashon hara, bein b'rechilus. Bein al sheker, bein al emes. I'm talking about the lav of lashon hara and the lav of rechilus. Whether you're saying something that's true or something that's not true. V'zehu ma shenichtay b'chol mokim b'ber ma'im chayim b'arbo afonim rishayim. When he says in the first four examples, first four matters, he means sai lashon hara, sai rechilus. Sai if it's said in front of him, sai if it's not in front of him. Sai if it's true, sai if it's not true. And then he says, v'lo nishachay v'leinu rak levoyer b'cholech mi'alav anaseyin ikoy b'fonu v'shlo b'fonu, whether it's in front or not. Oh, alam sapar alam kabel. You know, we want to know, is the speaker oiver or is the recipient oiver? Is the Iser only in front of the person or even not in front of the person? So, and we want to know, is it true or not true? And Lashon Hara or Rechilus. So those are the things he says. This is like he's saying when he writes, V'halovin v'ayasein shen koilun kol oifen, and when the Lavan Asay includes any situation, Echta b'kitzah b'aber ma'im chayim b'chol shmoy no'fanim, in all cases. V'kavan aseinu b'loshen hara rechilus, that sa'i yo'ev l'isir loshen hara, sa'i in the case of rechilus. U b'fanu v'shalo b'fanu, whether you do it in front or not in front. Bein l'masapa bein l'makabu, regardless of the one who speaks or the one who hears. Bein alemes bein al sheker. U z'chor elu advarim kilei ech b'leim harbi p'am b'ksich hazu. And remember this because he's going to tell us. Now, sometimes the Iser is only in front. Sometimes the Iser is not when it's in front of him. So unless he tells us, he's going to be assuming that we assume that it's irrelevant in all cases. First, I'll explain the Lavin, and then I'll explain the Asayin, and then I'll explain the Arurin, the curses that the Torah gives a curse. And through speaking Lashon Hara, it comes to other Yisurim. And then he says, V'achalik esapsicha zu l'shnayim, and I'm going to divide this introduction in two parts. Hapanim yikori b'shem makar b'chayim. The inside, the upper part, I'm going to call the sefer makar b'chayim. U'bir saviv lo in the bottom b'shem ber ma'im chayim. V'tam l'shem v'seilu kvar kasavdi b'agdama. That is because this is the makar of chayim, miyachov etz chayim, is the actual halachas, and the Be'er Mayim Chaim is where I drew these waters from. Okay, so we begin now finally the actual sefer of the Chafetz Chaim, when he now starts enumerating all the lavin and the sayin that are possible when he speaks Lashon Hara. So the first one is Aleph is Hamaragil on page Chav Beis, Hamaragil B'chaveiroi Oiva B'lois Asay. If a person, it's called spying on him, shenema lo selich rachil bamecha. Don't be a rachil. Ezeu rachil, ze shetoyin dvarim v'hoylich mizel azeh. And what's a rachil? But Omer says, kacha maploni alecha. If you say, this guy said this about you, he said you're not a smart guy, he said you're not honest, he said you're dumb. Kacha kach shamati aploni shosalecha. He goes to Reuven and he says, I heard that Levi, you know, messed you up in business, that he stole a customer from you. Afa pishu emes, even though it's the truth. Hareze machriv es oilam. So you're destroying the world. V'yesh oven godol mizeh ad ma'oid vu lashon hara. And there's an avera that's even greater than this, which is called lashon hara. Now, rechilus is, it could be, it's not so to say, I'm not saying a negative thing, it's just it's something that's going to cause a machlaikas. But v'hu b'chlal lav zeh, v'hu ha'mesabe b'gnus chaveiro avishayim emes. When you say something negative about a person, even though it's the truth. Avaloyim ha'sheken nimtzu meitzi shemra al chaveiro. But if a person says a lie, he says this guy did something and it's not even true, so then it's a different lav, it's the lav of meitzi shemra. So first the Chafetz Chaim tells us that the Iser of lo'seilich rochil applies side to the Isser of Lashon Hara and side to the Isser of Rechilus. Va'over a second Isser, Nami Hamsapar Hamakabel, Belav Dulisisa Shemashov. That the third, Nami Lo Sasi, Imkein Lavze Kril Lishneim. So the Gemara darshins that we're over the Isser, if you hear Shema Shav, and Shema Shav, the Gemara tells us, is either Lashon Hara or Rechilus. So if a person either says or hears, causes to be heard, or hears and accepts Lashon Hara or Rechilus, so he's over the Lav of Lysisa Shema Shav. So that's the second Lav that's relevant to Lashon Hara. That was his money.